There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan and Becky Reagan. John and Becky, top of the hour news, there was a short piece about Afghanistan. And depending on which news piece you listen to, between 2,300 and 2,400 of us Americans were killed, died in Afghanistan. And how'd that happen? Did they attack us? I don't think so. And the next question is, how many of those who were killed, the 2,300 to the 2,400 of us Americans, were approached by military recruiters, marketeers, in high school? I'm willing to bet that most of those who were killed, and that the 2,300 to 2,400, and that doesn't include those who were wounded, were approached by military marketeers. I want to know how these guys sleep at night. They have quotas. They're encouraged to get more and more and more people to sign up. Can you imagine having a marketing quota that you know that you are 100% certain will get some of those people whom you're talking to killed, wounded, maimed, disfigured? You know that's going to happen. And yet, you do it anyway. And that's like those people who, you know, have these jobs, like they have radar guns and they pick us off and they snipe and they hide so they can pick us off and give us tickets for revenue, increase our insurance costs. They hide at the bottom of the hill where your speed increases just by gravity. And they know that, so they're going to snipe at you because they have a job. Well, I suggest they quit that job, or they tell their supervisor, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to give tickets. I'm not going to be part of the revenue enhancement. But how many people are willing to do that? People are so greedy, they won't do it. And these recruiters are so greedy. They want their paycheck. They want to meet quota. They want to be the number one recruiter. Can you imagine having the distinction of being the number one recruiter for the military? Can you imagine that distinction? And all the other recruiters can look up to you because you've gotten more people put in harm's way than anybody else. You've destroyed more lives than anybody else, and yet people look up to you. Wow, it's disgraceful. That's my take on what's happening in the military. And we remember those who have fallen. And at one time, our military used to protect its own. Now, if you're wounded, you're out of the military and we have no need for you. And, you know, maybe we'll treat you for your wounds. One of our listeners came by the farm one of our students, one of our class, Vietnam era. He couldn't get an appointment, I said, with the VA. He was going to die. They wouldn't help him. I said, you let me know. I'll be glad to get involved. I think what happened was after months and months and months of this, he said, I know this guy named Finelli. He's going to be talking about you guys. And they gave him an appointment. John Reagan?
Well, let's change up a little bit here. One of the nice things about moving is sometimes you find something that you've been looking for. And one of those things that we found is Becky's series of Little House books. So I'll let Becky describe how thrilled she was to find those and why you should be reading them. Becky?
Okay, Becky.
Okay, first of all, I want to make sure that everybody knows I'm talking about the books that Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote, not what was the TV series. The TV series started out pretty true to the books, but then it veered off and they got political, and towards the end, I didn't even like to watch it. Like most young girls, I really enjoyed reading the books as a child. They were entertaining, some historical value, but when I reread them as an adult, I realized how much information Laura gave us about how to survive in an 1800s society. She tells in great detail how to cure your beef, how to take care of your chickens, how to build a house, just about everything you would need to survive. In one of her books called The Long Hard Winter, they almost died because the supply trains had been cut off because of numerous blizzards. And one of the things they couldn't get was kerosene. And Ma Ingalls remembered from when she was a child how to make a lamp using nothing but grease, a piece of cloth, and a button. She called it a button lamp. While it didn't give off as much light as a kerosene lamp, it was enough for the family to be able to see what they needed to see. I mean, it's just little things like that that you wouldn't think of using to provide something for your family. And the summer before this long, hard winter, Pa and Laura spent a lot of time harvesting not wheat, but straw. And when they ran out of coal for their stove, Pa came up with a way to make logs out of all of this straw by twisting a bunch of different strands together. And she goes into great detail about that, too, how to do that. And, you know, they took turns making these logs so that they had heat, so that they survived this long, hard winter. And if you're a true prepper, if you really want to survive what's coming, if we go back to the 1800s scenario, which is what we're all kind of hoping for because we don't want the technology to survive, I would thoroughly recommend getting these books, keeping them, studying them, because it'd be an invaluable tool. In your thoughts?
You're absolutely right, and what I was thinking about was the final home of Laura Ingalls Wilder, and that home is in Mansfield, Missouri, just down the road from our farm, and so they had it pretty tough, as you said, and they survived. And there is a lot to be learned. And, you know, your husband, John Reagan, came to a meetup, and he talked about something very similar to this. It was probably a couple of years ago at one of our weekly meetups at USA Prepares. He talked about making these candles and lamps out of oils and Crisco and so forth, and how to do it. And, you know, these are skills that are lost, absolutely lost. I wonder what a young person would do if he needed a light today. And other than turning on the cell phone and using a cell phone as a very dim flashlight, or using an application that turns on the light on the back of the camera that's used to illuminate camera subjects for the camera built into a cell phone. I wonder what a young person would do when the battery's dead. Would a person know how to make a wick? By the way, that's something that we're going to be teaching. Cordage. We're going to be teaching. And David Moore is going to be talking about cordage at the next meetup. And there is no meetup tonight. No meetup tonight. We are home with our families, and we are remembering those who have fallen, and remembering those who have served. That's what we're doing today. So there is no meetup tonight, but next Monday we're going to be learning how to make wine and beer, and we're going to talk about cordage, how to make cord and wicks and things like that. Exactly what you're talking about at the meetup.
Well, it's, you know, you had mentioned Laura's final home with Almanzo. When my parents came up to visit from Texas, we took them to the home and did the tour. And there was also another home that their daughter had built for them. And John and I were really impressed with the idea. They had a cistern that was like in the basement of the house. Mm-hmm. And they had it set up so that the rainwater would go down these pipes into the cistern. And they had a pump so they could have water, you know, all the time. And we were just really fascinated and impressed with that idea. And when we get to build a home, we're wanting to incorporate that. And, you know, those of you in the Missouri area, I would recommend going and touring these homes. I can't remember. We had to pay a small admission fee, I think, but it was well worth it to see how they lived back then. Of course, by the time that Laura and Almanza moved to Mansfield, things were slightly more modern. And, you know, she talks about the move from South Dakota, DeSmet, which is where they met, and, you know, how Almanzo built the house. And I just really recommend looking into that. And I'm sure there are a lot of other authors that offer a lot of advice and how they lived back then. And there are a couple of television series. Also, was it Frontier House, John?
I believe that was the name of it.
Yeah, they put modern people in the 1800 scenario and saw how they survived.
Tell you what, we're going into a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Becky Reagan and John Reagan. Little Husbands. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
After talking about preparedness, and Becky Reagan is with us, John Reagan's with us. And Becky, you mentioned a cistern, and my parents bought a house decades ago, and it had a cistern, exactly what you're talking about. And I did a quick calculation during the break. This cistern was 8 feet wide, and it had 4-inch slate pieces to cover the top of it. And it was 12 feet deep. So that's 4,500 gallons water storage. And it was exactly what you talked about. It took water from the roof, channeled it through gutters and pipes into the cistern, and then they had a hand pump to pump the water out of the cistern into the kitchen. And it was, when my folks bought this house, it looked like it had this patio in the back with these great big slate stones, if you will. Large, and they were flat, kind of like a really nice patio, but they had to rebuild it because it was leaning and so forth. And under the slate, they found the cistern. And this house also had a smokehouse. It was made out of brick. Well, let me get back to the cistern. So the cistern is a cylinder, hand dug into the ground, with bricks making a cylinder, and water would seep through the pores of the through the spaces between the bricks into the cistern, and water would collect there, as well as rainwater would collect there. So if there's groundwater, it would fill the cistern. If not that, the roof water would fill it. And then they had a plumbing to extract water from the cistern and hand pump it into the kitchen. And it had this smokehouse, which was made out of the same brick. And this house had, so if you wanted to cure with smoke meat, you could. And also, there was a fireplace in every room of the house. Every bedroom had a fireplace. The living room had two fireplaces. The kitchen had one. The dining room. Every room of the house had a fireplace. And it was a preparedness person's dream, you know, in the day, because you had everything you could possibly want. But then those were the days when we didn't have nuclear fallout coming from the sky. We didn't have a Fukushima polluting the entire planet. We didn't have chemicals being sprayed in the sky, landing on our roofs, contaminating the water that would ultimately end up in our cistern. And by the way, yesterday we had a lot of rain here, and I saw something that I've never seen before. I took a picture of it. We had foam coming off our roof, foam. So the water, as it just started to rain, heavy rain, landed on the roof, and our gutters were foaming over. Now, where'd that come from? Obviously, it came from the chemical spraying in the sky. It doesn't come from any place else. So I just wanted to share that with our class, and I'll see if I can post a picture of it on the website, maybe today or tomorrow. But you're absolutely right, Becky. What we need to do is think about how we used to live, learn from the past, because those of us who are fortunate enough to survive because we've prepared, we're going to have to use some of those techniques to go forward until we rebuild. What do you think?
Absolutely. And also within these books, Laura talks about the importance of community. And one of the books called The Little Farmer Boy is about Almanzo's life in New York on a dairy farm. And there's a lot of good information in that one as well. You know, how whenever we need to go buy something, we'll go to the mall or the store or something. Well, back then, you didn't do that. The store came to you. There would be peddlers that would go from farm to farm. During the winter months, they would make things like pots and pans, other things that you might need around the farm. And then they would go to the farm and you would trade them, like they collected rags, which they gave to the guy that made the pots and pans. Now, what he did with the rags, I don't know, but obviously they had some value to him. And then you would get a pot or a pan or whatever you needed. And also cobblers would go around farm to farm and make shoes for the family. The farmer would save the leather from a cow that he had slaughtered or whatever. The cobbler would use that and he scrapped lumber around the yard and make shoes. So you never really had to leave the farm. You would grow your own food. You would take care of everything. And then the stores would come to you. And another thing about community, when it came harvest time, the farmers would rent a harvester machine, like for a week or so, and they would go, they would
hold
spend
that
one
thought.
Day.
Hold that thought. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Becky Reagan's with us. And I'd like to thank John and Becky for being with us today and sharing Memorial Day, Decoration Day, with us. Becky, you were talking about farmers and how they would get together in a village and rent harvesting equipment. Would you continue with that, please?
Sure. And what they would do, they would go spend a day at a farm, or, you know, depending on the size of the farm, it might take 2 days. But the woman of that house would provide all the meals for all the farmers. And, you know, by working together, they got the job done much faster. It's kind of like, you know, you've heard about barn raisings and things like that, where the whole community comes together. You know, John has often said that community is very, very important for our survival. Somebody might have skills that you don't have. And also Laura in her books talks about a time when they all had malaria, and they probably would have died if neighbors hadn't been concerned and come by and checked on them. So one of the things John and I talked about, you know, we just moved from a house to an apartment, and while we were at the house for a year, we never met any of our neighbors, whereas, you know, we've only been here a week and a half maybe, and we've already met three or four of our neighbors, and they helped us move in. So that's very important. You know, get to know the people where you are, even if you're not in the most ideal situation for surviving what's coming. Get to know the people and be helpful to them. Treat them as you want to be treated. I think that's true in every facet of life. But any comments from...
Let me break in a little bit here. You talked about PBS, did some reality series. I think most of them were more than 10 years ago now. The three I remember are Frontier House, Colonial House, and Texas Ranch House. And all three of these were in times before electricity and automobiles and what we're so used to in modern life. Now, these programs don't regularly air now, but they all three are available on the Netflix DVD plan, and each series comprises two DVDs. So if you want to watch all three of them, that's a total of six DVDs to watch. And I also wanted to point out there's a couple of box book sets talked about on Amazon, and the one Becky is talking about is the 9-book box set. New, that's going for $40.51 right now. They have used one starting in 1999. And the books are Little House in the Big Woods, Little House on the Prairie, Farmer Boy, On the Banks of Plum Creek, By the Shores of Silver Lake, The Long Winter, Little Town on the Prairie, These Happy Golden Years, and The First 4 Years. Now I'll yield now.
You were talking about neighbors and how it's hard to meet neighbors. Well, in California, a lot of the properties there have these 6-foot-high stockade fences. So that's their little piece of paradise. And for most people, you can't look over a 6-foot fence. You really can't, unless maybe you're 7 feet tall. And most of us aren't. So it's really difficult to meet your neighbors. And I can tell you, for the time I spent in California, I never met neighbors on either side. And I can tell you that on the East Coast, a lot of people had fences, and we lived in a neighborhood. Each person had about a third or half an acre, something like that. And in 12 years, I think we met, two of the neighbors. Three of the six. And that's kind of how it is, because everyone's racing around, going to work, coming home from work, collapsing after work, and there's not much community involvement, really, unless your child goes to school and then you see people from other parts of town that you become friendly with, but they really aren't your neighbors. They live, you know, maybe half a mile or a mile away, but that's kind of how it is. And here on the farm, we've been encouraging people to get together and form a village, and it's darn near impossible. Because even though we have farmers here, a lot of them just don't get it. A lot of them think that everything's fine. I don't understand that. I really don't. But, you know, everyone complains about the government. Everyone understands that it's corrupt. However, getting people to rally together, to do something together, is darn near impossible. That's the way I see it.
Well, they obviously haven't read John's book.
That's exactly
about
right.
About what's coming.
Well, that's another thing. Here in the Ozarks, I got to say, I don't see a lot of people reading. And when I meet people, I'll say, do you listen to the radio? And the answer is no. Okay. Don't read. Don't listen to the radio. What's left? Oh, television. They do watch television. I don't understand. I really don't understand how anyone could not want to learn more about everything. And that's a defect, I guess, I have, that I don't understand how people don't want to know more about everything. I certainly do. Literally, I want to learn more about everything. There's nothing I don't want to know about or more about.
Well, I'll have to admit I'm one of those people. At least I was until 23 years ago. I enjoyed reading. I've always enjoyed reading, but I always preferred fiction over nonfiction. And then I met this guy, and I don't know if you're familiar with the movie The Matrix. Well, this guy made me take the red pill when I would have chosen the blue pill. And that's how I became awakened. And, and I married the guy, so.
It's all my fault.
And so I get to listen to this guy on the radio every Monday. I don't get to listen until I come home from work. I have to listen to archives. But, yeah, so I stay informed. And I really was led kicking and screaming into being an informed person. And unfortunately, that's the way most of society is. If you can't get it in a two-second sound bite, you don't want it. You would rather watch things like American Idol, or you could vote for your favorite singer, and darn, isn't it a shame that that show's been canceled now. And, you know, things like that. And my family, you know, you would think that they would become awakened because of John, but they don't want to be. My father thinks that the government's not going to let it get that bad. And we keep trying to tell him it's the government that's making it happen. And everybody else just wants to be entertained. I guess we need to think of some more entertaining way to spread the news so we can get more people involved and more people awakened.
You know, as you said this, I just had this awful feeling. Not one of my relatives, not one, has ever been to a single one of our Get Prepared Expos. Not one. Now, I don't think it was the $8 that kept them away. Not that I'd charge them anyway. Because anyone who wanted to or needed a scholarship, I certainly provided it. But what a horrible thought. Not one of my relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, nobody. Not one has come to the Get Prepared Expo to meet John Reagan, Becky Reagan, Ricky, Matt Stein, Norm, Rich Sheban. I mean, the list goes on and on. Who wouldn't want to meet the faculty? Who? Well, I don't know. I guess we're all too busy. I guess it's that neighborhood thing we were talking about, where we're too busy to spend time with our neighbors. How is that possible? You know, right after this broadcast, in about 16 minutes, we'll be getting ready for here at the farm, where we've invited some of our farmer friends, neighbors, to come on over. We're going to have a cookout. And it's kind of, we thought it'd be fun to meet our neighbors from all over. There are people coming here who are our neighbors, but they live 10 miles away. We're delighted, absolutely delighted that they'll be here. And I think we need to do more of that. I think we need to have a cup of coffee around the kitchen table. Invite your neighbors to come on over. You know, we have another neighbor. Now, he won't be coming today. But he'll hop on his four-wheeler. He's in his 70s. He'll hop on his four-wheeler. He'll ride down the road, hop on the dirt road that we live on, come across the dirt road, come into the driveway, 7:30, you know, when I'm getting ready for the broadcast, he'll just show up. And he and Mrs. Finelli will have a cup of coffee, and they'll chat. Half hour later, he's gone. He'll bring something he grew out of his garden, or Mrs. Finelli will share something with him, and you know, they're buddies. They get along great, and we help them, and they help us. But that's really kind of rare. You can count those kinds of friends on maybe, and neighbors on one hand easily. I mean, that just one hand is all you need for most of us, because we just are too busy. We're too busy to check on each other. And you mentioned that. And that's how the family survived, the Wilders survived back in the 1800s. They checked on friends and family. And I'll get calls from some of our faculty from 2,000 miles away. Like Dane Wigington will call me and say, hey, I just want to make sure you still have a pulse. And I'll call some of my friends to make sure they still have a pulse. And our neighbors will call and say, hey, I haven't heard from you in a couple of days. You guys okay? Need anything? Everybody all right? That's what we need to do more of. And today's a good day to remember that. People have made sacrifices, great sacrifices, for us, so that we have it a little easier. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Will, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
No meetup tonight, class. No meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg. But next Monday, we're going to learn about winemaking and beer making. I just got off the phone with our instructor. And we're also going to learn how to make cordage and wicks with David Moore. That's next Monday. You know, one of the things that we worked on over the weekend was we got a couple pallets of concrete blocks and laid them out, and we made a raised bed garden. 6,000 pounds of concrete blocks, filled it with soil, added lime, rototilled it in, and I'm going to add some more peat moss, and we're going to start planting some seeds this week. So that's one of the things that we're doing, and we're going to share that with our neighbors. And, you know, it's interesting. Our neighbors do that, share with us. And it's a great, great relationship. So we need to build those villages. We really need to, and work with and help each other. We really do. Becky, you've made some fabulous points. You know, it used to be that way. We've lost our way. We've become employees who just type on keyboards for the most part. Very few people are doing, you know, the things that we used to do of yesteryear. And we're frazzled by faster, more output at the keyboards during our jobs.
Let me just hop in real quick and do a quick update on the tale of two droughts.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week. These are weekly updates, and there is no change in California. However, in Texas, in 1 week, we went from having nearly 2% of the state in the drought 3 condition, which is extreme drought, exceptional D4 is the highest, which we no longer have it. But it went from almost 2% to zero. The amount of the state that was in at least D2 went from about 7.5% to just over 3%. And no drought went from 64% to 70%. It's tremendous changes going on. We're expecting another 1 to 3 inches of rain in North Texas between now and Thursday. That doesn't sound like much, but when the ground is saturated, the lakes are overflowing, and the rivers are getting ready to, you know, crest over the levees, it's serious. And, you know, the good news is the drought's going away. The bad news is that in some places we have homes going away in central Texas. About 400 homes were swept away, and we're still trying to find out about this one family. They found the husband seriously injured. His wife and two kids are still missing.
John, yeah. that's one reason why if you have a choice, don't live, you know, at the bottom, the lowland that can flood. You can look at the land, you can see it's flat. You can say, wow, how did it get so flat? Because over thousands of years, it's flooded there. That's why it's flat at the bottom. That's why the silt is there. That's why it's good land for growing. But the problem is if you build your house there, there's a potential for being flooded and washed away. So the reason that we chose to live in the Ozark Mountains is up on a hill is so that water runs downhill, and it's not going to wipe us out, probably. It's going to run all around us and run down from where we are. And that's what you want to do if you have a choice. So as you look at a property, you know, you might consider that, heck, you know, what happens if there's flooding? Is this house, this farm, this building going to be washed away? And the answer is, it's entirely possible. And that's what happened. That's what John's talking about. 400 families lost their houses in 2 days because it rained. Just because it rained. And it's absolutely crystal clear that the weather is becoming violent. It's changing very quickly. We were under a tornado threat half of yesterday. We didn't know if it was coming. It didn't come. It just rained, but it could have. But it did wipe out others' properties. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Becky Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. And build that village where you live. That's your assignment for this week. No meet up tonight. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And please thank that veteran.
It's been July with its Dentovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.